We are beginning a Kisser Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Mem, which is the Seder of the Dalai Parshios. The additional supplemental readings that take place between Rosh Chodesh Adar and Pesach. So the Kisser writes as follows. This is Siman Kuf Mem, Halacha Aleph, Chapter 140, First Halacha, Shabbos Lefnei Rosh Chodesh Adar, Hasamach Nisanu Shabbos Parsha Shkalim. So we're not going to go through this Halacha totally inside, but just more in summary form. The Shabbos that is closest to Rosh Chodesh Adar, including in a year like this, where Shabbos is actually Rosh Chodesh Adar itself, the Halacha is we read Parsha Shkalim. Parsha Shkalim is about the collection of the Machzis HaShekel. And again, the Mishnah brings down that they would announce the collection of the Machzis HaShekel. Remember again, Machzis HaShekel really served two primary purposes. In the desert, it served as a form of census, of counting Klal Yisrael, but also on a regular ongoing basis, it provides the necessary funds for karbanos, for community offerings. So the halacha is they had to replenish the temple coffers by Nisan. So they would begin to announce, or they would read Parsha Shkalim as like a form of announcement, get in your half shekel already by Adar, giving people a month to go ahead and fulfill their obligations. So, for example, the Kitzur brings down that on the Shabbos, like this Shabbos, we're actually going to take out three Sefer Torah. From the first Sefer Torah, we're going to read Parshas Truma, the Parshas HaShavua, and we'll read six Aliyos from that Torah. We'll read the seventh Aliyah from Rosh Chodesh. And again, the reason why Rosh Chodesh comes before Shkalim is because there's a concept in Halacha of Tadir V'Sheino, Tadir Tadir Kodem. When you have two mitzvos that you have to perform in front of you, you're not sure which one goes first, the one that is performed with greater frequency is the one that has greater importance. So therefore, we do Rosh Chodesh first, and then afterwards we go ahead and we do the Haftorah, we read Maftir from Parsha Shkalim, and ultimately again the Haftorah that is read, the Haftorah that is read is for Parsha Shkalim. Interestingly enough, the Kitzur writes, Im tov eschilo likros tchila Parsha Shkalim, if you went, let's say you made a mistake, and you read Parshas Truma, then you went to Shkalim, right, second, instead of doing Rosh Chodesh, second, what's the halacha? The halacha is gomrim, v'amaftir kore b'shal Rosh Chodesh. So interesting enough, so the halacha is, in that case, we would let the person finish up Parshas Shkalim, then go ahead and then read Rosh Chodesh, v'amaftir kore b'shal Rosh Chodesh, u'maftir gam kin haftarah Shabbos for Rosh Chodesh. And again, we would also do the Haftorah of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh as well. Incredible. Kisser then goes on. Shabbos lefnei Purim, hu Parsha Zohar. The Shabbos before Purim is Parsha Zohar. Vashab, which is the Parsha that retells the story of Amalek and reminds us of our obligation to, number one, remember Amalek, and ultimately to obliterate Amalek. Now, interestingly enough, he says, if it turns out that Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on Shabbos, so once again, the same halacha would apply. You could technically end up going and taking out three Sifrei Torah, first six aliyahs from Parshas HaShavua, then seventh aliyah from Rosh Chodesh, and third aliyah or maftir from Parshas HaChodesh. Okay, and again, Parshas Chodesh speaks about the mitzvah of Chodesh Nisan. Halacha Gimel. Yesh omrim ki Parshas Zohar u Parshas Parah chayav mikros midaraisa. Some say that Parshas Zohar and Parshas Parah are both midaraisa, are both biblical obligations. Biblical obligations. Now, this is actually an interesting idea that the Kitzur includes Parshas Parah over here. A lot of interesting ideas. Most opinions hold that Parshas Parah is not a Doraisa. So it's not a biblical obligation, but Parshas Zohar certainly is. He goes on, he says, therefore, Ve'in Korin Bahen Lakatan Maftir. So therefore, you have to be careful to call up an adult for that Haftorah, for that Maftir. And then the Kitzur goes on that people who live in places that don't normally have a minion should make sure to have access to a minion to fulfill this obligation. There are just two kind of things to contemplate in this halacha. So number one is the idea, why would it be that Parshas Parah would be Doraisa? How can you say that? Remember, Parshas Parah speaks of the Parah Aduma, the red heifer, which is the ashes of the red heifer are used to purify one from ritual impurity from when one comes in contact with a corpse. So the shaila is, question is, why would that be Doraisa? And the Aruch HaShulchan actually explains so very beautifully that in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, which we yearn and we pine for each and every day, so the ability to go ahead and recite Karbanos is a quasi fulfillment of sacrificial obligation. Quoting the pasuk in Tehillim, "Uneshama parim svasinu," which literally means we will make up for the offering with our lips. So there's a power to saying karbanos, and when we say karbanos, on some level, it's as if we're actually offering it. That's why, again, the recitation of karbanos in the morning is such an incredible opportunity. Such a beautiful opportunity. So this idea that Parshas Parah Again, since we need, remember, Parshas Paro is normally read before Pesach because in order to offer up the Karban Pesach, you had to become ritually pure. So Karban Pesach was, I'm sorry, so Paraduma was a big thing. So the Aruch HaShulchan suggests that perhaps in the absence of the ability to actually do the Paraduma, the next best thing is the ability to recite it. And that is why some say that the reading of Parshas Paro about the red heifer is Doraisa, is a biblical obligation, even though we don't paskin this way. It's interesting nevertheless. But everyone agrees that Parshas Zachar, the reading of the section of Amalek in advance of Purim, Haman was a descendant of Amalek, is certainly a biblical obligation. One other piece, just to contemplate, you know, when the kids are introduced us to this discussion, the kids are said about, you know, when you have these multiple Torah readings. So let's say, for example, this Shabbos, we're going to have to read Rosh Chodesh and Parshas Shkalim. So which one comes first? Which one comes first? And it's interesting that the Kitzur says the one that comes first is Rosh Chodesh. Why? As we said before, Tadir Vesheno, Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Whenever you have two obligations, the one which you do with greater consistency is Halacha Lamaisa, again, the one that comes first. And Chavra, what do you see from here? There's a tremendous Musar, tremendous lesson. The lesson being, consistency creates Kiddusha. The things you do more frequently, the things you do with greater consistency, by definition, carry with it a greater level of holiness. Anyone has the ability to kind of be episodically holy. That's easy. You know, you could be like a comet. You know, you could burn bright. You could burn bright for a moment. Episodic holiness is easy. Consistent Kiddusha, consistent holiness, that's real holiness. And therefore, even in mitzvos, you have an opportunity to perform two mitzvos. Which one is more important? The one that is done with greater consistency, the one that is done more often, that's the mitzvah that has the greater importance. Kiddusha truly comes from profound consistency. Okay, hope everyone else has a wonderful day. Kol tov.